Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With the sound of one of our favorite jazz instruments, we begin this hour of Neon Jazz on the vibes of Stefan Harris with the 1998 song Jammo off one of his very early albums called A Cloud of Red Dust. Dubbed as one of the most important young artists in jazz, he is a native of Albany, New York. And while he was growing up, he told me during a recent interview with Neon Jazz about the music he remembered that really moved him when he was a kid.
You know, it's interesting. I think my love for music goes beyond style. I certainly appreciate all types of music. And my early exposure to music was not in jazz. My mother's a Pentecostal minister, so I grew up in the black church, and I heard lots of really soulful, authentic gospel music, and also just hearing a lot of great soul music around the house growing up.
And Stefan went on to be a bright spot in the New York jazz scene, sharing the stage with the likes of Kenny Barron, Steve Turi, Kurt Elling, and Charlie Hunter. He loves gigging with the best, and this is what he told me about sharing the stage with those great musicians.
It's truly an honor. I mean, I'm sure people say that all the time, but for me, I feel the gravity of the moment when I step on the bandstand with someone who is of that caliber. I understand very clearly that these are people who are responsible for the creation of this music that I've developed, that I've dedicated my life to. So I take it very seriously, and I try to accept that I belong there.
Stefan was a graduate of the Manhattan School of Music, getting a BM in classical music and an MM in jazz performance. In his relatively short career to this point, Stefan has received a huge amount of awards and has been voted the best in Downbeat and other polls throughout the industry. He's toured South Africa, Asia, South America, and Europe, performing at the North Sea Jazz Festival, Istanbul Jazz Festival, and the Umbria Jazz Festival, among many others. Along with the music, Stefan is an educator via the Distance Learning Lab, and he is also developing a new app these days that is going to create a very good buzz for those budding music minds out there. Stefan is one cool, intelligent, and evolved musician that is always welcome around here on Neon Jazz. Speaking of, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the vibes with local cats like Peter Schlamm, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Proud to bring you another hour of quality jazz licks. Joined by the great Theo Crocker, here's Stefan again in 2014 with the tune Visions off the Afrophysicist album.
This is vibraphonist Stefan Harris, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was trombonist Gracan Macoure III, along with his octet with the tune Monk in Wonderland off his album Exploration. Born back in 1937, he was a free jazz cat who was very active as a composer. The son of the great bassist Gracan Macoure II and the nephew of jazz saxophonist Al Cooper, he was born in New York and raised in Newark, New Jersey. He began playing the cello at the age of 9 and switched to the trombone when he was only 11 years old. He went on to contribute to compositions for Jackie McLean, Lee Morgan, Herbie Hancock, and the great Wayne Shorter. During this hour of Neon Jazz Together, I'm going to pepper in some tunes from the silver screen promoting that jazz. This next one is from 2002 via the brilliant composer Danny Elfman. This is the song After Midnight off the Chicago soundtrack.
Fully support Neon Jazz, and everyone here in Chicago feels the same.
Thank you. Joe Faith. There he is. Now, George. A-do-de-da-do-de-da. My cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We pick on Monday because it's wash day, and we're gonna wash all our blues away from here. From Monday on, the skies are no bright. Now don't you tell me nothing different. I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when she says love, honor, and obey, cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
That was the great jazz man and one of the only comb players in jazz history, Red McKenzie, with the song From Monday On. Born back in 1899 in St. Louis, Missouri, Red played the comb by placing paper over the tines and blowing on it, which produced a sound similar to the kazoo. He also played a real kazoo, and occasionally he sang. He was very active in his career, but between 1939 to 43, he went into retirement and moved back to his birth home of St. Louis and worked in a brewery. But he did appear with Eddie Condon between 44 and 47 as a vocalist. Ultimately, Red was a heavy drinker, and that's what took him in 1948. From 1986, off the soundtrack Round Midnight, here's Herbie Hancock with the song Still Time.
Thank you. Hey, this is Joey Calderazzo. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was composer Morris Stoloff with the love theme from the 1955 movie Picnic. Morris worked as a music director at Columbia Pictures from 1936 to 1962. That was a long haul. He was a child prodigy on the violin, and at 17, he joined the L.A. Philharmonic as its youngest member ever. When sound came to motion pictures, studios came looking for musicians to provide it, and Morris was one of the first to cross over from classic music to movies. And they were all over the map. Epic dramas, the serials, and comedy shorts. To christen his influence on the film and music work he did, when Frank Sinatra founded Reprise Records in the early 60s, he hired Morris as the musical director. Off the latest 2015 film focused on a jazz drummer, Whiplash, this is L'Orchestre Cinématique giving you the song Whiplash.
My name is Jerry Bergonzi, and I'm a fan of Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino. You should be listening to the station. It's fantastic.
That was the great English jazz pianist and composer Mick Garrick with the tune Periscope off the album Gigs, introducing Mick Garrick. He was a pioneer in mixing jazz with the poetics and in the use of jazz in large-scale choral works. He was from Enfield, Middlesex, and he was educated at the University College in London. And along with performing, recording, and composing, he was heavily involved in jazz education and held teaching posts at the Royal Academy of Music and at the Trinity College of Music, both in London. His record label, Jazz Academy Records, featured Michael Garrick Jazz Orchestra and his trio, solo, and quartet, along with other small group recordings. A man that knew how to play the soprano and tenor saxes, bass clarinet, flute, harmonica, and piano. This is Sam Rivers, and here he is with the goods with the tune Whirlwind off the 1999 album Inspiration. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Theo Hill with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
Right out of Chicago, that is Vibes hero, modernist, veteran jazz man, and he was inspired heavily by Bags. Carl Lukoffe, with the song Veered Blues off the 1996 album called Warrior. Carl is a Chicago man through and through, producing quality music all the time. This album is a good one, and it's great for any jazz collection out there. So we are going to end this episode of Neon Jazz with a lick off a soundtrack. Al Jolson was the original jazz singer, but Neil Diamond was one of the most popular ever. From the 1980 film The Jazz Singer, this is the tune America, an ode to my dad who would blare this soundtrack in the back of a brand new car for my brother Anthony and I to feel its majesty on yet another fishing trip to a brand new spot in the KC Metro. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is a jazz singer at heart, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. That's right. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. We'd love to know what you did. Request a song or two. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends. That was composer Morris Stoloff with the love theme from the 1955. Try it five times, try it once. All right, let's see what we got.
Neon Jazz.